This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, forgetting people's names. Number two, not getting the seat on the airplane that I want. I fly Southwest a lot, and I will always pay the extra $30 to get checked in time so I get to the head of the line, because I need that front seat with the extra legroom and the window. Because I'm tall, but I'm also, that's my seat. Number three, not being able to wear high heels. I'm 5'10", and my MO is to be over 6 feet every day. I like being really tall, and I love the way high heels look on me. I love the way they make me feel. They give me confidence. Like, I was in New York for 10 years, and then I moved to Nashville 14 years ago, and my personality is very warm, and I overshare. And I think that sometimes that comes across as me not being serious. And I mean business. Number four, moths. This has to do with me being somebody who has worked in fashion for the last 30 years and being a collector of clothing. Moths are my mortal enemy. When I see one inside of my house, it literally, like, I can't sleep that night. I kind of go crazy. Friends who have been over when I've seen them have thought, like, you just really need to calm down right now. Number five, being hit by a flying inanimate object. Number six, failing my team, my family, my friends. Number seven, not being enough. I have a company now, and I've got 4 employees that depend on me to pay them every 2 weeks. And I don't know. It's like, am I enough to keep this thing afloat? Number eight, falling back into a deep depression. I came forward on my Instagram account and posted about having been suicidal in the past. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because if you look at my Instagram account, or if you meet me, or if you talk to me, you would never know that I've struggled with depression for my entire life, you know, and that I've definitely been suicidal before, and not that long ago. So I look for the clues. And when I feel it coming in, it's scary. Like, I know when to call my psychiatrist, and I know when I need to tweak my meds. So I know now, I know what to do. Number nine, I feel like there were years when my peers were settling down and were finding love and, you know, figuring out who their mate was going to be. And I didn't do it. And there's a lot of people who say that when you start drinking alcoholically, that your maturity freezes at that level. And so I think for a long time I was living in my early 20s. I was making such bad decisions. And when I got sober, I was scared for so long. I don't know. I'm somewhere along the way, did I make this Faustian, you know, deal where I got to have my own business is thriving and I got to have my house of my dreams, but I don't get to be in love. Number 10, not being scared enough. My name is Libby Calloway, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Libby Calloway runs her own branding company and lives in Nashville, Tennessee. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That this is the best of all possible worlds. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.